FroggiesFog.com, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents, brings you the big scary news with your host, Drew Badger. Featuring the most up-to-date news and information in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, the Big Scary News features an interview you won't find anywhere else, brought to you by Gantom Lighting and Controls. And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Froggy's Fog brings you the Big Scary News.
See what's shaking in the outer limits. Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Well, folks, we got a lot of Christmas haunt news. We got a lot of other stuff here, but we're going to start out with a little mysterious news from the Mysterious Mansion in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. We are sad to announce that the Mysterious Mansion, Gatlinburg's oldest and scariest haunted attraction, is now closed due to the devastating wildfires in Gatlinburg. However, we've been getting conflicting reports. The news and eyewitnesses are saying that the mansion was destroyed, but now we have been getting reports that it still stands. We have not been able to get into town to see with our own eyes because of the mandatory evacuations. So, please stay tuned within the next few days, and we will let you all know as soon as we can get back into town. Thank you for all the kind words and support during this tragic situation. And thank you to everyone for an amazing 36 years. Keep up to date with any and all the news regarding Mysterious Mansion at www.gatlinburgsmysteriousmansion.com. It's a mystery. We have this from the Massacre Haunted House in Montgomery, Illinois. Chicago's original Christmas-themed haunted house is returning Friday, December 16th, and Saturday, December 17th. This special event is only two nights, and tickets are limited. Come see why the Massacre Haunted House attracts tens of thousands of fans every year from all over the country, and why the Chicago Tribune, as well as Haunted Illinois, has rated this attraction number one year after year. Prepare yourself for the scariest, blood-wrenchingest haunted house experience this side of the North Pole. For tickets and more info, visit fearthemassacre.com or massacre.ticketleap.com. We have a little bit of escape room news from the Haunted Mill in Belmont, North Carolina. Our escape room is now open year-round. The Outbreak Escape is not a haunted adventure, but can be adjusted as needed. You and your group will embark on an adventure, discovering clues and solving the secret puzzles of the rooms, unlocking multiple chambers. You and your eclectic group of scientists must enter a top-secret research facility. Upon entering the facility, you will only have 60 minutes to stop the deadly zombie outbreak from spreading and prevent the already infected scientists from escaping quarantine. Work together and work quickly to find the cure. The lab will test your wits while participating in this one-of-a-kind adventure. Remember, this escape is not a haunted adventure. Your adventure challenges time as well as your mind. Can you and your team prevent the outbreak? The escape is designed for all ages, families, corporate events and team building, couples and friends. If your group would like the encounter to be an intense haunted experience, please inquire when calling to book. Only 8 to 10 patrons per booking. You do not need 8 to 10 people. A single person may book as well, but at least 3 are recommended. Wednesday, room bookings start at 11 a.m. and the last game start time is 9:30 p.m. Gift certificates are also available. Call for details 704-277-2459 or visit their Facebook page, facebook.com/thehauntedmillnc. We've got this news from the Fear PDX Haunted House in Portland, Oregon. No one does Xmas like Fear PDXmas. Come visit 5 of the most terrifying haunts anywhere. 5 attractions at just one location with just one ticket, December 16th and 17th. Elf Block 9, Thousands of years of working the assembly line would drive anybody mad. So what happens when the elves finally crack? Now you can experience the place where elves can finally be corrected on their duties, sentenced to a lifetime of labor. But can you survive? After all, somebody's got to make the toys. The House of Krampus. We all know about Santa Claus, but his dark companion Krampus has a more sinister way of doing business. He and his henchmen are visiting an old farmhouse to punish the undeserving. Sadly, Krampus turned out the lights and turned up the fear, so you must fight your way through with only one glow stick. Good luck. The Clown Cracker. Who says clowns lack festivity? The Rat King may meet his bloody maker this holiday season as the glittering glamour of this classic tale turns to gore and grime. So step right into this ballet of horror and experience a darker comedic version of the Nutcracker. A zombie Christmas story. What better way to ring in the holiday spirit by being stormed by a horde of brain-eating zombies? The apocalypse right during the holidays gives you just that with a festive twist. I triple dog dare you to join us. Christmas dinner is being served rare, and nobody has seen Grandma in a while. Can you survive? And Rudolph's Revenge. They should have let him join those reindeer games, but it's too late now as Rudolph has a new way of making history. He's tired of the torment from the other reindeer and has joined forces with evil spirits deep below the cavernous North Pole to seek revenge on those who ridiculed him. Whatever you do, don't look at the light. The Fear PDX Haunted House is located at 5413 Northeast Columbia Boulevard in Portland, Oregon. Get more info at www.fearpdx.com. Remember, there are no refunds. Enter at your own risk. We have an update from the Mad Monster Party in Charlotte, North Carolina. To Mad Monster Party 2017 comes our hero, Ultraman. Ben Ferruya, Ultraman himself, joins the madness in Rock Hill, South Carolina, March 24th through the 26th, 2017. Ben also appeared with Haruo Nakajima, who played Godzilla, in Ghidorah, the Three-Headed Monster. Haruo Nakajima will also be at Mad Monster Party, so don't miss it. Advanced tickets, discount tickets are now on sale, and there are a limited number of discounted rooms now available. Discount tickets and rooms will go fast, so get yours ASAP at madmonster.com. For all the latest updates, please take a moment to like their main Mad Monster page on Facebook or check out hashtag Mad Monster. We have this news from the Dark Hour Haunted House in Plano, Texas. In an effort to reinforce the coven's coffers, the Ice Witch, Frosny Wintergreen, has forged a deal with the notorious Christmas miser Ebenezer Scrooge. While he believes he has hired the coven to prevent the spirits from haunting him as he continues his closed-fisted ways, she has used the opportunity to harness the power of the season to summon something that is certainly not merry or bright. As her evil cold seeps out across the land, so do the Krampus, the fabled Christmas demon, dragging with them the naughtiest of all the children to run amok in the manor house. The North Pole penitentiaries find their halls empty as the evilest of elves take up residence with the witches to create the unholiest of jolly holidays. Dark Hour Haunted House presents Wreck the Halls. Krampus is coming to town December 16th and 17th and December 30th and 31st from 7 to 11 p.m. Get more info and tickets at darkhourhauntedhouse.com. We have a little film news regarding the movie Alien Covenant. Several photos from the set of Ridley Scott's upcoming Alien Covenant sequel have made their way online over at the website soisitanygood.com. The photos show off designs and FX models of a new facehugger, which looks far more spindly and arachnid-like, a new xenomorph, which are almost deformed and remind you of the Ripley clones you saw in Resurrection. And there's a photo of the Space Jockey set piece, which is built on a massive soundstage. Here's what's even more incredible about the photos. They aren't in the FX room on the set. Instead, these photos come from a set that you'll see within the film that acts as David's shrine. That's right, Michael Fassbender's character is either collecting these specimens or studying them. There is even speculation that these remnants that we're seeing are either the results of David's experimentations or the resources he's using to conduct his own tests. Ridley Scott returns to the universe he created in Alien with Alien Covenant, the second chapter in the prequel trilogy that began with Prometheus and connects directly to Scott's 1979 seminal work of science fiction. Bound for a remote planet on the far side of the galaxy, the crew of the colony ship Covenant discovers what they think is an uncharted paradise, but is actually a dark, dangerous world whose sole inhabitant is the synthetic David, played by Michael Fassbender, survivor of the doomed Prometheus expedition. Michael Fassbender is returning as Prometheus's android David, with Catherine Waterston leading a new crew that includes Demian Beecher and Danny McBride, as well as Alex England, Billy Crudup, Amy Simons, Jussie Smollett, Carmen Ejogo, and Callie Hernandez. Alien Covenant will come to theaters on August 4th, 2017. We have this news from the Winchester Mystery House in San Jose, California. Tickets are on sale now for the all-new The Spirit of Christmas, featuring A Taste of the Holidays nighttime tour experience at the legendary Winchester Mystery House, one of America's most celebrated grand and haunted mansions. As festival partygoers, guests will sample freshly made holiday treats and beverages, delight at 20 whimsically themed Christmas trees, hear beloved carols resonating through the house, and hear tales of Christmases of long ago. Holiday revelers can join in the fun of The Spirit of Christmas, featuring A Taste of the Holidays, during 9 select nights only in December, December 16th and 17th, 23rd, 24th, and the 26th through the 30th. Imagine turning the clock back, and in an act of holiday good cheer, Mrs. Winchester has thrown open the doors of her legendary residence, inviting friends from near and far into her home for an old-fashioned Christmas celebration. With gracious hospitality, Mrs. Winchester's trusted and beloved house staff greet guests and take them on a multi-story tour through the curious manor before joining fellow revelers at a holiday open house in the front parlors of the home. The Winchester estate will truly come alive with holiday fun, food, music, and merriment as this new guided tour experience promises a fun and memorable evening for the entire family, states Walter Magnuson, general manager of Winchester Mystery House. Completely different in tone and feel from our daytime historical tours, this new offering is filled with stories of Christmas past at the house, music everywhere, Santa on select nights, snowfall in our central courtyard. It's the destination to experience an old-fashioned Christmas. The new nighttime tour is a completely unique holiday offering in the Bay Area. Stepping into the Winchester Mansion during the holidays allows visitors to literally step back in time to experience Christmases of a bygone era. Get more info at WinchesterMysteryHouse.com. We have some news from the TV series Penny Dreadful and Titan Comics. Showtime and Titan Comics have announced that Penny Dreadful will return in a new comic book series set 6 months after the show's finale that aired in June. Penny Dreadful's co-executive producer Chris King and artist Jesus Hervas from Sons of Anarchy are working together to bring the story back to life in early 2017. After the devastating events of the TV series finale, Ethan Chandler attempts to cope with the loss of Vanessa Ives. Despite his grief, he's again tasked with fighting against creatures of the night. Showtime made the announcement via Twitter. Like all fans of Penny Dreadful, I am so thrilled that we're returning to the incredible world of the show, said Penny Dreadful comic editor Lizzie Kay in a press release. There are a lot of stories left to tell, and there is no one better to tell them than Chris King. What he's got planned will just take your breath away, and I can't wait for fans to see it all brought to life by artist Jesus Hervas. Titan Comics is known for publishing the Penny Dreadful prequel comics, as well as other comic book adaptations of other licensed works, including Doctor Who. We have this very interesting news from Netherworld in Atlanta. After many years of consideration, we finally decided to open up for a night during the holiday season. So if you missed us this past Halloween, have family visiting that would enjoy a good scare, or would just like to experience Netherworld in a different way, please listen. Netherworld will be open for one night only this December 17th as a limited capacity, timed ticket, special event. What does this mean? Here are the basics. When purchasing tickets, you must choose a half-hour block of time to arrive at Netherworld. This will allow folks to better plan their evening during the busy holiday season. When you enter the haunt, you will hold onto a rope and be led through by one of the Nether spawn. Only 6 people will enter the haunt at a time at predetermined intervals. This will help prevent groups from catching up with the group in front of them who are either busy sightseeing or too scared to move. Only 6 time slots will be available, and once a slot sells out, it is sold out. Time slots are in half-hour increments from 7:30 through 10 p.m. Please note, this will not be a fully themed Christmas presentation. We will, of course, add some holiday flair, like photos with the Krampus, but please do not expect a Nightmare Before Christmas. This will be an encore performance of Monsters. Since this is a limited capacity presentation, we are announcing the news here before we even put it up on our website, so that those who follow us closely will have the best opportunity of securing tickets in your most desired time slot. Make it a haunted holiday this coming December and join us at Netherworld Haunted House. Get your tickets now. Also, the gift shop will be open from 12 noon, so even if you don't attend the haunt, you'll have the opportunity to grab some unique gifts for those hard-to-get people on your list. And while you're in the gift shop, perhaps you'll brave the Mangler's Fear Machine, a 3-minute escape room adventure. For more info on Monsters, please visit fearworld.com/wordpress/monsters. And some more news from Atlanta, courtesy of Days of the Dead. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actress Caroline Williams to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Atlanta, happening February 3rd through the 5th at the Sheraton Atlanta downtown. Caroline Williams is best known for playing the role of Stretch in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. She's also appeared in Stepfather 2, Leprechaun 3, Rob Zombie's Halloween 2, and Hatchet 3, just to name a few. Caroline Williams joins previously announced guests Kane Hodder, Derek Mears, CJ Graham, Steve Dash, and many more as Days of the Dead returns to the Peach State for its 6th year. For more info and to purchase tickets for the show, visit daysofthedead.net. We have a little news from Brighton Asylum's Santa Slay in Passaic, New Jersey. Put some pep back into your step this holiday season with Santa Slay. It's everything a horror fan could want for Christmas. Take a stroll through Santa's workshop and see lobotomized elves mindlessly packing demented toys, evil Jack Frost, rabid reindeer, chainsaw welding Santas, and so much more. But first, you must take out Santa's helpers, elves, and minions in his underground workshop using replicas of M4 rifles. A few people in your group will be tasked with protecting you while making your way through. But once relieved of your weapons, it's open season on you the rest of the journey. You will even have the opportunity to get your photo taken with our zombie Santa in the traditional mall photo style, but with a demented twist. This is a must-see event. We're getting bigger and badder this season with even more Christmas fear. December 10th and 27th. Ticket booth hours are from 8 to 11 p.m. and tickets are on sale now at brightonasylum.com. And finally, we have some news on the iconic Rocky Point haunted attraction in Salt Lake City, Utah, via www.standard.net. After nearly half a century, a landmark is coming down from the hillside above Highway 89. At the end of November, the giant Rocky Point Arrow north of Ogden would be taken down. A metal sign was installed in the 60s by Scott Crabtree to point the way to his Rocky Point restaurant. Throughout the decades, the Rocky Point name was attached to multiple businesses on the bench near the Box Elder and Weber County border. The best known was probably the Rocky Point Haunted House that Crabtree's daughter, Sydney Neal, ran for almost 30 years. Over time, the sign has pointed the way to the Rocky Point Restaurant, Rocky Point Cultural Center, and Rocky Point Haunted House. 9 years after the last Rocky Point business closed, the daughter of the original owner has plans to tear down the sign and turn the pieces into art and furniture. This beat-up old sign is all I have left of a lifetime of memories and creative history, and I want to preserve it, Neil wrote in a letter to the Standard Examiner. I knew it would mean a lot to my father, and in a bit of an ironic twist, to carry on his legacy of creating art from junk. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Tonight's interview is brought to you by Gantom Lighting and Controls. Gantom.com.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are in the heart of the holiday season. And of course, everybody's out there frantically shopping, trying to find that perfect gift for your loved ones, your friends, maybe your enemies. What do you get a haunter for the holidays? Well, of course, if it doesn't come in a coffin or a mausoleum or something, it's just not worth giving, is it? Well, you know, a couple of years back, I was introduced to this. Well, maybe about 5 or 6 years ago, I was introduced to the wonderful world of Halloween hot sauce. Some of the best hot sauce I've ever had in my life comes in a coffin, and thought, you know what? I don't think we've had the maker of Halloween hot sauce on the air to talk about how great it is and how easy it is to give the gift that just keeps on giving, whether you're eating dinner, having a snack, and of course, it comes in a coffin. So how cool is that? Got Victor Ives, a.k.a. The Undertaker, down in Acworth, Georgia. Victor, so glad to talk to you. Been way too long, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderfully. It's absolutely great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about Halloween hot sauce. And again, I don't think you've been an official guest on the show, so for the benefit of those who aren't necessarily familiar with Halloween hot sauce, what is it? How did you get started? And why hot sauce?
Well, Halloween hot sauce creates Halloween-themed hot sauces, and they are sealed, as you mentioned, in handmade cedar coffins. I'm the Undertaker, so of course I would make coffins. I've been a hot sauce fan all my life. I've been a Halloween fan, horror fan my entire life. So I just decided to combine two of my passions just to see what came out of it. And Halloween hot sauce is what was unearthed. Years ago, I was Halloween or haunted hot sauce, and I created zombie themed sauces. So I'm just really combining things that I'm passionate about. I get to talk about hot sauce. I get to talk about Halloween and horror and coffins and mausoleums and zombies with good people like yourself. So it's just a passion of mine that just won't die.
Ha-ha. Now, and I love the puns. Now, this is not your standard Texas Pete or Tabasco or anything like this. I mean, you've got some stuff that really packs a wallop, and you've also got some stuff that, shall we say, doesn't quite pack that wallop, but it's really good.
Right. Well, my goal is to have something that you would want to put on everything that you eat every day. I mean, that's the type of hot sauce eater that I am. I started out by buying those products you mentioned, the Texas Pete's and the Louisiana One Drops and even Tabasco, and I was just dissatisfied. They're vinegary and watery, and they didn't really have much flavor to them. So I started adding spice and saying, well, this needs a bit of garlic and it needs a little bit of pepper. And I really enjoyed Cajun food. So I started learning about Cajun food recipes and preparation and mixing the Cajun, typical Cajun spices with hot sauce and letting it boil and bubble and just seeing what crazy evil concoctions I could come up with. And that's where Haunted Hot Sauce initially and Halloween Hot Sauce grew. Is I created this ball jar on my table of, so it was started with a cayenne pepper sauce with garlic and basil and oregano and onion powder and black pepper coarse ground, and it was really thick. Of course, the spoon would stand up in it. And I just decided that I would create a line of hot sauces for people like myself who are really missing that robust, you know, delicious, chunky flavor in hot sauces that really doesn't seem to be out there in the market so readily available.
And then, of course, you know, you've got, you know, all the way up to basically melting your face off heat. You know, I've got a bottle that I've had for a couple of years, and I can only use like a drop or two in a whole pot of what I'm cooking, because a little bit just goes a long way. I believe that's Grinning Skull. That is just ultimate hot stuff.
Yes, the milder one I make is the spider venom. That's a jalapeno variety, and that's excellent on, like, breakfast. People love it on their eggs. They love it on fajitas. It's a little bit mild. It's real tangy. It's got a little the spider bite to it, I like to say. It gets you right behind the ear when you taste it. It's kind of a tangy, spicy sauce. It's kind of mild. It's not going to really hurt you that bad. The Bloody Bat is the medium-range one, and that's the one that I think I use the most of. It's the cayenne pepper based. You add a little butter and it makes a wonderful wing sauce. It's good on burgers and on chicken and on everything you can baste with it. You can add olive oil to it and make salad dressing if you like spicy dressing. That's the one that I use the most of. And the hottest one that I sell is the Grinning Skull, and that's the habanero based one with crushed red pepper flakes. And all of these sauces, I mix all the ingredients together and I just let them steep on the stove, let them bubble and boil away. So they get really thick, and all of the flavors of the spices come out. So, you know, for most people, the habanero one that's been slow simmered is hot enough. I'm working on a couple more. Of course, there's hotter peppers. There's Reaper peppers and scorpion peppers and ghosts. And I grow those for entertainment purposes. So I have some apple cider vinegar that I've steeped with Carolina Reapers. They've been in that pot for 2 years. Okay. And yeah, there's going to be some sort of horrific fluid coming out of that, some sort of super hot one. And then I'm working on, I'm doing a caramel ghost pepper this year that I'm going to try to do a caramel ghost pepper, like a smoky chipotle pumpkin sauce for Halloween. So it's going to be smoky and a little bit of pumpkin in there, and the spices associated with pumpkin and of course, the ghost pepper is going to really bring up the heat there. But for the most part, Grinning Skull Habanero is plenty hot enough for the majority of the people that I sell to.
Do you primarily come out with just these three year-round, and then do you try to introduce something special for Halloween, or do you run like a limited edition something once a year like this?
I have in the past, and actually, funny you mention that. Last year I released a Krampus hot sauce. It's the season for Krampus, December 5th. So. Yep, so I introduced that sauce, and that is a slightly hotter variety of the cayenne pepper sauce that I use, since it's the most popular, and people tend to take it to parties, and they want to spread it around and share it with people. So I wanted to make a sauce that wasn't too deadly for that. But, the Krampus hot sauce was wildly successful last year. I ran out really fast. It has, of course, in keeping with my sauces, I have tags around it and stained, I call it burial cloth around them, and in this case, Krampus has a chain and a little bell and a little story of the history of Krampus, and it's they'll be coming out very soon, probably by the time the show airs, since Krampus Night is December 5th, so look for that on my site soon. And this year I am going to be releasing, I've been talking about it all year, and I just have had a busy year, so I haven't had a chance. But I'm going to be releasing a Halloween Hot Sauce 10th anniversary bottle. It's a big 10-ounce bottle, and I've been trying to release it earlier in the year, but like I said, it's been busy, and I haven't really had time to give it the attention it deserves. But I've been doing Halloween Hot Sauce for over 10 years, but I thought a 10th anniversary bottle would be something kind of cool to have and to share and to give as a gift, if you like. Of course, it comes in a coffin, with the toe tag and the mausoleum moths in the coffin. So, yes, occasionally I do release some one-offs and some special items just for the holidays.
Congratulations on 10 years of Halloween hot sauce. That sounds great.
Thank you very much. Time flies.
And I've noticed that over the last, I'd say about the last maybe month or two, I've noticed on your social media that you've been building little mausoleums as opposed to coffins. Now, what's the story behind the mausoleums?
Yeah, well, I used to sell a two-bottle coffin, and I think I'm going to bring that back. People like that. It holds two bottles. But it made the coffin look a little fat, I thought, for the two bottles. So I was thinking to myself, what can I use? And you take bottles and you kind of put them together and turn one upside down and see what kind of shape you can make. And I said, you know what would be cool would be a hot sauce mausoleum, because I love mausoleums. I'm in the process of building one for my home haunt. There's a lot of really cool Civil War mausoleums here in Aqueduct, Georgia. So I just love the look of them and the feel of them. So I just as you mentioned, last weekend kind of put this idea on the paper and then eventually went out into the mortuary and built the very first, as far as I know, in the world, hot sauce mausoleum. And, of course, these are going to be some serious one-off products. I'm going to have to paint these and you know, give them the attention they deserve. But, it's as far as I know, this is the first ever hot sauce mausoleum in existence in the world. So, it'll be something cool to look for. The end of this year, I'll have the prototype done, and then next year I'll be putting them on my site to sell. And they'll hold either 2 5-ounce bottles or 4 sample bottles, or you can choose whichever arrangement you'd like bottle-wise. So, it's fun stuff. I'm excited about it. I think the first one came out pretty cool.
That's just tremendous. And again, nothing is better on a cold winter day than a hot bowl of chili with just a drop or two of some of that stuff in there. I can think about it right now. I'm like, oh, geez, I need to start making some of my good chili mix. The temperatures are just now starting to getting cold here, finally, in the south. I'm sure they've had snow in other parts of the country. Not here yet, but...
Not yet. Yeah, we've had some hot temperatures, but, one year for Halloween, the theme was the Texas Chainsaw Chili Cook-Off. And, it was really great. I was the leather face for that party, and guests brought little small portions, little crock pots of their best famous chili recipes, and of course the leather face got to try them all and disappeared behind the curtain and behind the sliding metal door and came out and gave everyone Halloween hot sauces prizes for various categories. But it was a really fun way to get the Halloween party guests involved in the party and to introduced, I think, chili into a Halloween party. I had never done that before, so it's pretty cool.
And if I remember correctly, too, you had a connection with a rather, shall we say, famous punk rock band not too
Absolutely.
Very long ago. You had a little musical connection with the Misfits.
Absolutely, yeah. Doyle Wolfgang von Frankenstein contacted me. It's been a few years now, about 7 years ago, I think, or maybe more. He contacted me wanting to do a hot sauce. And he went online. I mean, he apparently likes hot sauce. Of course, he has quite the diet. He likes spicy foods, but he has to watch what he eats. And he went online looking for kind of a hot sauce manufacturer to make something that he would want to put his name on. And he found my site. I mean, so who better to make a hot sauce for a hulking 7-foot Frankenstein monster punk rock guitarist than the Undertaker from Halloween Hot Sauce? So we got together, and he tried all my products and picked some things he liked about this one and about that one, and we worked on a recipe, and we came up with Doyle's Made in Hell, which has been really popular over the years and excessively popular this most recent year, of course, because of the Misfits reunion to go out in Colorado. So, it's a really great product. It's a tasty sauce, and he's really happy with it. I send him about a case, case every couple of months, and he takes it on tour, and he gives it to people that he tours with, and it's a real good product, and I'm real happy to be working with him.
So you do custom work if somebody came up to you and said, hey, I wanted to make big, scary show sauce, and you can come up
yeah.
with something?
I have in the past. I don't do a lot of those, but I know a guy, so, yeah, you might have an in with that, but I have done in the past. I do a sauce. A habanero sauce that's right up my alley. It's called Coffin Up Blood, for the Bloody Jug Band, thebloodyjugband.com. They're a great, just, I don't know if you've heard of the Bloody Jug Band, but they're amazing. They're out of Orlando area, and I do a hot sauce for them. And I've done occasional haunt sauces for various haunts in the area. I mean, honestly, I don't have a lot of great recipes, so I'm not going to just spit out something for the sake of the advertising. So we'd have to work together and come up with something kind of special. I really work hard at making sure the flavor is where it needs to be and the heat level is right and kind of something unique and a little bit different to add. And, of course, my look is that kind of apothecary, embalming fluid, burial shroud, dirty look of a bottle you might see on a shelf if you broke into an old abandoned mortuary or something. That's what I love to do. So
it was so popular that a rather popular retail chain kind of gotten a little controversy about that this season.
Yeah, absolutely. I walked into Target this Halloween season and saw almost complete knockoffs of my look and feel for the three sauces that I really push. I have the Spider Venom, the Bloody Bat, and the Grinning Skull hot sauce, and they had a spider one and a bat one and a skull one. Mine is green, kind of orange and red, and theirs was the same. I had the mild, medium, and hot on there at a particular angle, and they had the same thing. So they and if you go to their website, it's probably not there now, but at the time it was Halloween Hot Sauces. And it was Target that there was a distributor that apparently they hired or they purchased the look of it from a show, and they were filling their stores with Halloween hot sauces that really had a very similar look to mine. So I raised a little bit of a stink, you could say, in social media, and I contacted Target and I contacted the distributor, and we're still in talks, as they say. But since it's out of stores now, I don't expect to see it next year. I don't think, based on what Target told me, I don't expect that they'll be doing business with this distributor, and the distributor is denying any similarities kind of ridiculously. So we'll see what happens with that.
Oh, geez. But in the meantime, you should go and get the real thing, because not only is it a great stocking stuffer, not only is it a great thing to give your friends, your boss, your coworkers, or yourself. I think if you order by now, you could probably guarantee delivery in time for Christmas. Correct?
Oh, absolutely. I sell up to December 15th with a Christmas delivery guarantee. So I'll be doing that this year. And after the 15th, there's still a good chance. I just can't guarantee it, depending on how business is. And, of course, coffins, I make them all by hand myself, so they take a little longer. But I try my darndest every year to stock up. So that's what the Undertaker's going to be doing in the mortuary. He's going to be making coffins and stuffing them with mausoleum moss and maggots, and just hopefully there'll be enough for the masses.
Do you do custom coffin work, or is it like one size fits all? And these are traditional toe pincher looking coffins. These are not the square modern looking ones. These are very nice looking.
Thank you. Yeah, they're kind of a rustic look, and they are the toe pinchers. I just love that look, and I just the iconic look of the toe pincher. I have the traditional 5 ounce size that fits a 5 ounce bottle. I'm going to be re-releasing the size that holds 2 5-ounce bottles. So, of course, it's a little fatter, about the same height. And I also have one that holds 3 5-ounce bottles. It's much larger, 2 hinges. They're cabinet hinges and a swing arm brass clasp. They're all made out of rough cedar for that kind of rough antique look. And they all are stuffed with, I like to call it mausoleum moss, and they come with a couple little maggots thrown in there just for good measure. I have been toying with other coffin-shaped things. This summer I made a coffin-shaped beer carrier. You might have seen those in stores, just the beer carriers this year. They hold a six-pack. They're made of wood, and they have a little handle on top. Well, I made one that had the toe pincher shape on both sides. So things like that I'm gonna be making at my leisure and putting on my site. So there'll be an auction area on my site soon, and there'll be just kind of a miscellaneous area when I decide to do these projects. I'll put it up there and sell them if people are interested. I did a wine bottle coffin this year as well. I bought a couple bottles of wine strictly for research purposes, for size and weight. And I ended up with a couple bottles of that Apothic Red, which I quite enjoy, and used that for a wine bottle coffin. So if you want to show up to the party with a coffin full of wine, then keep an eye on my site, and those will be available at some point early next year.
Excellent. But in the meantime, for those who might be interested, your mouth's a little watering right now, thinking about getting yourself something for your nachos, for your steaks, for your ribs, for your chili, for anything needing a little bit of hot sauce, and then again, what doesn't. Where can people get more information? Through websites, social medias? Where can they order these really cool, these really delicious, I should say, hot sauces, these really cool coffins? Get Doyle's Made in Hell sauces, the Grinning Skulls, the Bloody Bats, the Spider Venoms, and everything related to Halloween hot sauce.
That's exactly right. HalloweenHotSauce.com is my website, and that's where you can buy all of those sauces. You can also go to Doyle's Made in Hell. That links directly to the Doyle's page on Halloween Hot Sauce. But, yeah, you can order all of them through HalloweenHotSauce.com. You can also find me on Facebook in two places. I have the Halloween Hot Sauce Facebook page, of course. And you can follow me, if you like, Victor the Undertaker Ives, and that's the URL, victor.theundertaker.ives. And that's where I kind of post a lot of the projects that I'm working on. The Halloween Hot Sauce Facebook has more, you know, hot sauce and business-related items. But my personal one has more of what I'm doing in the mortuary at a particular time. It's about research and you know, tonight I'm making absinthe, or I made some gin one night. You're just messing around with some botanicals. And that's where you go to kind of see what the creepy Undertaker is doing, you know, all of the time. But for Halloween hot sauce, that's where you go, HalloweenHotSauce.com. And the Krampus sauce will be available very soon, within the next couple of days. And also the 10th anniversary bottle, that's a beautiful thing. It has a retro, kind of an old retro Halloween look to it, with the orange and kind of an off gray-black and distressed look, and has the burial shroud on top and a hanging skull hand and a toe tag and the whole everything that really – that really says Halloween hot sauce to me. I'm really proud of those. So keep an eye out for those on HalloweenHotSauce.com.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a very Merry Christmas for you and anybody that orders a single bottle, a triple pack, or anything related to Halloween hot sauce. Once again, Victor Ives, I really thank you for taking the time out of your no doubt busy schedule to talk to us here on the Big Scary News. Go to HalloweenHotSauce.com. Pick yourself up a bunch of bottles. If you've got a little secret Santa going around the office, if you want to, you know, give one to your friends, your coworkers, anybody who enjoys a little spice in their life or is a haunter and really likes this kind of cool stuff, you will not be disappointed. I have mine, unfortunately, at very low levels. We're going to have to talk about supplying mine. I'm going to have to place an order here very, very soon. Victor Ives, once again, thank you for taking the time to speak with us here on the Big Scary News.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Big Scary News. We wish to thank Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, www.froggiesfog.com. Remember to listen to the current Big Scary Show for even more news and information, including the Haunt Minute, Face Your Fears, great music from the Haunt Rocker, and the soon-to-be-famous Roundtable of Terror. Get all that and more only at BigScaryShow.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is Drew Badger signing off for the Big Scary News.